I was so excited. Johnny Tucker, WWL 844, 16 till 9. I was so excited about John Facenda. I said it was his birthday. It actually wasn't. He was born on August 13th. He died on this date in 1984, but he did do a great job with NFL films. Liev Schreiber does okay. He's no John Facenda, but again, he is married to Naomi Watts, so there is that. Joe Geruso joins us, New Orleans City Council. Remember, how you doing, Joe?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me what happened at the committee meeting yesterday.
Well, we had a committee meeting yesterday for utilities. I think a couple of primary things came out of that. Number one is there was a lot of discussion and really more musings, Tommy, out loud about the tree canopy and how that affects what happens with potentially losing power. And it was a little disappointing because some of the coverage yesterday suggested the council was still staying on course, potentially chopping down trees, which isn't true. And really what we're trying to find is what is the right balance between how we make sure there's an active tree canopy, we live in New Orleans, and then making sure that people aren't losing power left and right just as the wind blows. And then I'd say the other major thing that came up yesterday was about communication, particularly in advance of the storm, during the storm. And I think for me, the biggest item to be highlighted is how, when something goes wrong or is delayed, that is communicated to the public. It's really important. And look, mistakes are going to happen. Things are going to go wrong. There will be unforeseeable circumstances. But how you communicate about that, particularly during the storm, is what ultimately builds credibility and helps out for everyone.
So when it comes to just I hate to say routine power outages, but last night, I don't know, on the West Bank, we didn't have any bad weather. I don't know what it was like in District A. I see a tweet from the Utilities Committee. 1562 energy customers without power, District A, 5100 District B, 1646 District C. Do you know what caused that?
Yes, there was a breaker that went out at the Durbany station. And in fact, as it happened, I was saying to myself again, you book Tommy Tucker, so that's what caused this. Yeah. Every time you book, something bad happens right before you go on radio. Mm-hmm. And look, this is the second part of the communication, is how you are telling people the work that is being done and actually showing the work that's being done. One of the things that also came up, Tommy, yesterday is Energy apparently does not have an asset management plan, and that's just like a fancy bunch of words to talk about knowing how old their equipment is. And as one of my colleagues said, what is the first thing when you bring your car in to ask you? How many miles you have and how old is it, right? And that's like the first thing that also needs to be known about breakers and transformers and poles and lines. And Energy needs to do a better job of getting that under control. And they've identified certain pieces of equipment called arrestors, which are meant to prevent worst outages from being effective on their equipment. There's some that are just old, and there's some that apparently have a manufacturing defect, but how those are being processed along with all the other equipment is, I think, what's most important to residents. And, yeah, I mean, we had people in districts A, B, and C who lost power, and I think my district has had about 3 power outages per month since January. That's not a good batting average, and it needs to improve.
So how can they not know, like if we're going to carry the analogy of your car forward, you know, I get texts from Carfax or emails that I'm due for an oil change, or from the oil change place, you get an owner's manual that tells you when you're supposed to do this, when you're supposed to do that when you buy a car. This is a publicly traded utility, is it not? And I would think that they have to control their assets. How could they not know? I'm surprised by that, Joe. I'm a little astounded, really. Am I missing something?
I was taken aback too, and I had to probe and asking the question yesterday. And look, I think we're looking at this as a council now, and with our technical advisors, we have outside advisors, because utility regulation isn't an easy thing. And I spoke to them after the meeting and said, we have to figure this out. We can't be in a world where we say transformers, for example, maybe have a 30-year shelf life, and energy can't tell us transformer A is 25 years old or 45 years old. And I think that's part of it, too, is we obviously then want to see proactive maintenance as a result, and monitoring that equipment that you know is reaching its natural obsolescence. So, yes, that is going to be something I think you're going to see us push a lot more for in the next few months, because we're seeing all of these outages happen so often.
See, I kind of find that, we got to take a break here. We'll pick it up when we come back. I kind of find that hard to believe, because it seems like you're talking about a company that makes, you know, widgets, the traditional example of widgets, but they don't know how old the widget cutter is. They don't know how old or what the life expectancy of the widget assembly belt is, or this or that, the other thing. And I find that kind of hard to believe. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back with Joe Geruso about energy and its equipment and assets, Energy New Orleans, that is. Right now, traffic, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Joe Geruso, talking about the Entergy New Orleans and outages, and the New Orleans Council Utilities Committee yesterday. Joe, what I said before the break, is that accurate or not? I mean, is that what they're telling you? That
it was. Look, we went through sort of a series of questions yesterday about, tell us about your asset management, and I wasn't getting the right answer. So finally I said, all right, answer this question. Suppose there is a transformer on Main and First Street. Could you tell me how old that is? No. Well, that tells me what I need to know in terms of the fact that there clearly is not a proactive system for managing assets, and then what we need to do as a result. And look, we need to make sure that we're doing things that don't impede energy's ability to do their work. And then I think the concomitant responsibility of energy is looking at its equipment, being able to know how old it is, and having a predictable, reliable, knowing maintenance and then capital plan in place to replace those items.
So Energy New Orleans is a wholly owned subsidiary of Corporate Entergy, right? And then from there it goes on to bigger companies?
So Energy New Orleans, as I understand it, the sister and brother companies are Energy Louisiana, Energy Arkansas, Mississippi, et cetera. And then I think they're all subsidiaries of Energy Corp. So that's the technical legal. But it is a separate, distinct. And remember, New Orleans, separate from the rest of the state, is Energy New Orleans, and then the rest of the state is under Energy Louisiana.
It's separate when it comes to liability, but in terms of stock, it's the same. And I'm not trying to get too far into the weeds in this. It just goes.
I think they're two separate companies. I think they're two separate limited liability companies. But there's certainly connections between the two. For example, remember after Ida, when we didn't have power and the transmission lines went down, those transmission lines were Energy Louisiana's transmission lines,
right,
that provide transmission to the metropolitan area, including New Orleans. So they are legally separate bodies, but obviously there is some overlap between the two.
So I'm just saying that strange credibility to think that you wouldn't be able to know what transformers are located where, when you got them, what the life expectancy of them is, because you always have to look toward maintenance and what can go wrong and budgeting. I'm shocked by this. I really am.
I know. Well, I think it sort of happened at the end of the meeting. Unfortunately, sometimes when you've had a 3-hour meeting and something comes up at the end, it gets lost in the shuffle. But this is an important piece, and I think the council members know about it, and that's why we're working with our advisors and our council utility office, because it shouldn't be a shocking piece anymore. It's something that we all need to get fixed and make sure we're headed in the right direction.
Tree canopy would seem to be a red herring at this point, but I don't know. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Take care.
We appreciate your time. I really do. But that's shocking that Entergy New Orleans wouldn't know what transformers or where or what the, how old each one is or what the life expectancy on each one is, you would think that's kind of like basic business, right? We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Courtney Jackson. If the dust-up between Disney and ESPN got you thinking about cutting a cord, we'll help you do that. And then we'll talk with Second Harvest about the Duck Derby coming up.